There are more than 400,000 people in the United States living with Down syndrome, which means there are even more people living with someone with Down syndrome. There's been a lot written to help parents better understand Down syndrome in children, but what about those who have a sibling with Down syndrome? Well, Dr. Brian Scottko of Children's Hospital in Boston has been holding workshops around the country for teenagers who have a sibling with Down syndrome, and he's co-written a new book titled Fasten Your Seatbelt, A Crash Course on Down Syndrome for Brothers and Sisters. And Dr. Scottko joins us to talk about this. Hello.
Hi, Deb. Thanks so much for having me.
Also with us is 16-year-old Lizzie Mishral from Worcester. Hi, Lizzie.
Hello.
Dr. Scottko, let's start with you. Your book is based on the workshops that you hold and about something that you do in those workshops where you have teens put an index card in a box, no names used, it's completely anonymous, with a question that they might have about a sibling with Down syndrome. Can you explain that process a little bit?
That's right, Deb. My co-author, Sue Levine, and I have been doing these workshops for many, many years, and brothers and sisters always have these burning questions that they're either afraid to ask their parents or they don't want to talk to their pediatricians or doctors about. So we consider this the sibling workshop in a book where we try to collect all of their really tough questions and try to provide some answers.
Do you have like a most common question?
One question that always seems to come up is, what do you do when someone uses the R word or the word retard? And it's one of the first times that brothers and sisters all of a sudden realize that they need to stand up. They become an advocate. And we talk about, how do you stand up, perhaps, when the person using it is the lead basketball player or the good-looking cheerleader in school? So we talk about sharing your emotions and responding to words like that.
Lizzie, your brother Patrick has Down syndrome.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, that ever happened to you where you had to confront that issue?
It happens a lot, and a lot of my friends know that I'm very uncomfortable with it, so they try their hardest not to say it. But it's difficult when you don't really know someone and they say it, and it takes a lot of gut to go up to them and explain your situation.
Have you had to do that?
Yes, I have.
So what do you say?
Can you not use that word? Can you use a different word to explain what you're trying to say? Because it hurts me, and, you know, I have a brother who has a disability, and you just shouldn't be using that word in that context.
Yeah. He's 14?
Yes, he's 14.
What was your most burning question, do you think, that you wanted someone to help you answer?
When I was younger, I always wanted to know what caused Down syndrome. I wanted to know why Patrick had Down syndrome and maybe why I didn't have Down syndrome.
One thing I found is very important is knowledge. So knowledge is power. Deb, you and I, we didn't have to learn about Down syndrome until we got into high school biology class. And all of a sudden, first graders and second graders are having their friends come over and they're saying, hey, what's up with your sister? And all of a sudden, first and second graders are having to give some talking points on a very complicated genetic condition. So I find that no matter what age you are, you really need to have some basic facts.
This is one thing that's explained in your book, sort of the medical, the scientific reason, but there's also a lot of questions about some of the emotional issues. And I was struck when I read this about the rules in the house. And it's hard enough to make rules as a parent among kids, and everybody thinks they're not fair, and somebody's not being treated equally. And so how do you address this issue?
Brothers and sisters oftentimes talk about, are things fair at home? Because when you're outside of the home, everyone's an advocate for including people with disabilities. But what about chores? Often comes up in the younger group. How comes I need to do the dishes 3 days a week, but my brother or sister only needs to do it once a week? So maybe your parents are being fair, but they're matching what they're giving you with how much they think you can handle. But sometimes brothers and sisters give a reality check to mom and dad, too, and point out that the person with Down syndrome sometimes gets away with more than they should be. So brothers and sisters could provide that information to their parents.
You think it's like that in your house?
Yeah, very much like that in my house. Just today, my mom came home from the grocery store, and she said, Lizzie, go get the grocery. I said, well, why can't Patrick go get the groceries?
And Patrick says, well, I'm not piping up on this one. I don't want to go get the groceries.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
We call that playing the Down syndrome card, and some people with Down syndrome know how to play it to their advantage sometimes. So they are clever, and you have to call them on it every now and then.
And Lizzie, you can probably answer this. Is there another issue that as you've gotten older, you said, you know, this is something that I've wondered about, and now maybe I'm old enough to even put words to it, to ask a question about it?
Well, now as Patrick and I are getting older, it comes as, where is Patrick going to live when he gets older? What is he going to do? Is it going to be a problem when I go to college? You know, that kind of thing, helping him when he gets older is going to be kind of tough.
And what advice do you give, Dr. Scocco, to kids who are thinking about these things right now?
I have a sister with Down syndrome, and I had to go through those same questions in my mind when I went away to college, and she stayed back at home. And I had those conversations with my parents, and I think one thing that is very important for all brothers and sisters to hear is you need to maximize your own talents. Be the best person you could possibly be, because in the long run, you're going to help your brother and sister out a lot, no matter what profession you go into.
Is this why you got into this line of work, be a medical doctor, because of your sister?
I have to say, Kristen is a life coach for me in so many ways. I do what I do because of her, and I know my other sister, Allison, does what she does because of Kristen. She has taught me how to smile when others are frowning. She teaches me how to keep on going when people say stop. And she teaches me how to appreciate, I think, the smaller nuances in life when other people are just looking at the big picture.
How old is she?
Kristen is 28.
And Lizzie, how about you? Can you describe Patrick for us?
Patrick is probably my favorite person in the world. I know when I come home and I've had the worst day at school, Patrick's always there with the biggest smile on his face, giving me the biggest hug. So Patrick is definitely a very important person to me, and I wouldn't be the person I am today without him.
And what's his favorite thing to do?
Patrick's favorite thing to do is dance.
Yeah?
Dance, dance, dance. Yep. It often brings up some pretty embarrassing situations in public, because anytime there's music, Patrick's out there dancing. But you just kind of, you know, laugh through it, and you still love him, even though he's out there dancing.
It sounds like you, like Dr. Scocco, have also learned a lot from your sibling.
I have, yes. I learn a lot from Patrick. He keeps me going throughout the day.
I want to thank both of you very much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Dr. Brian Scocco is a physician at Children's Hospital in Boston. He's been holding workshops around the country for teenagers who have siblings with Down syndrome. And 16-year-old Lizzie Mishral is from Worcester.